轮的意向讲完，我们最后把那个重点教训再讲一讲。
And we'll continue talk about the teachings about the four wheels.
我们请看那个以西结书的第一章哦。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 1.
第二十节。
And verse 20.
二十节啊，以西结书第一章第二十节。
Verse 20.
Violet， 请你读一下哦。以西结书第一章二十节。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 20.
This verse is very important. 非常重要，要把它画起来。
This verse is really important.
这个告诉我们神的圣工是怎么来运行的。
It tells us how the work of God is moving.
这个二十节说灵往哪里去？
It says wherever the spirit will go.
活物就往哪里去了？
And the living things will go.
什么就是灵呢？
What is the spirit?
这个灵并不是你的灵，并不是我的灵。
The spirit is not our own spirit.
这个灵是代表神的灵。
This spirit belongs to God.
那么这里说神的灵往哪里去了，活物也会去哪里哦。
Wherever the spirit of God would go, and the living things would go.
Living creatures.
Living creatures.
然后呢，活物去那边之后呢，轮子也会跟着活物。
And when the living creature goes that way, and the wheel will go that way as well.
所以这个次序是这样的Spirit, 灵。然后呢creatures, 活物。再来呢，叫 wheel。
The order is like this, spirit, creatures, and wheels.
这个就是圣工发展的秘诀了。
This is the secret in the prospering the holy job.
Holy work.
Holy work.
怎么样来发展圣工呢？
How do we prosper ourselves?
首先我们做圣工的人要常常来想到底灵要去哪里，圣灵要怎么样来带领我们。
The first thing we have to think about is where would the Holy Spirit bring us?
神要我们做什么？
What does God want us to do?
神要我们去哪里？
Where does God want us to go?
神要我们讲什么话？
And what should we say?
通通以神的意志作为一个主导。
All we have to do under God's will.
不单只做圣工。
Not only doing the holy work.
我们基督徒的生活生命也是一样。
As a Christian, our daily life should be like this.
我们常常说信了主，就是主耶稣，主耶稣。
Always we say the Lord Jesus.
我们为什么会说主耶稣呢？
Why do we say Lord Jesus?
有没有人想过这个问题？
Have you ever pondered about
it? 我想说信了主，到底信了主是 What does it mean? 信什么意思啊？
What does it mean to believe in Lord Jesus?
大家想看就没有那么累主耶稣为什么说信了主？主耶稣为什么常常在耶稣之前要加一个主字
Why do we put Lord before Jesus?
你没有 answer 这个快闪了就是吧，来再来看看为什么叫主耶稣主耶什么主到底？把主权交给他非常好，感谢神
To give the
sovereignty.
The sovereignty.
以前信耶稣之前，我是自己的主。
Before believing Jesus, I am my own master.
我要去哪里就去哪里。
Wherever I want to go, I go.
我喜欢去跳舞就跳舞。
I like to dance, I go to dance.
我喜欢抽烟就抽烟。
I like to smoke, therefore I go.
我喜欢赌博就赌博。
I like to go to gamble and then I go.
我是自己的主人了，我喜欢做什么都可以。
I'm the master of my own.
但信耶稣就不一样了。
After we believe in Jesus, it's different.
信了主耶稣之后，不是我自己做主了。
After we believe, we are no longer our master.
要问一下，这个主人是主耶稣了。
And the master is Jesus.
问一下主耶稣，我做这个，你会欢喜吗？
We have to ask, if I do this, would you like it?
这个对我有造就吗？
Does it do good to me?
所以凡事都以圣灵带领。
So for everything that we do, we must ask for the Holy Spirit's guidance.
我们请看加拉太书第五章二十五节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章二十五节。
Galatians chapter 5.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
五章二十五节Sister Rose 请你读一下 啊，这里说啊，保罗说，我们如果从圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
And here Paul says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
尤其是我们真耶稣教会很宝贵，有圣灵的同在。
Especially for us, the Christian church, that we have the Holy Spirit here.
圣灵就是主耶稣的灵啊。
The Holy Spirit is the God, Jesus' Spirit.
住在我们里面。
Living in us.
我们要问主耶稣一下，到底哎，你喜不喜欢我们教做这个事情啊
？We have to ask Jesus, do you like that we do these things?
如果不喜欢的话，我们就不要做了。
If you do not like it, then we don't do it.
教会的工作也是一样。
It is the same as the holy work.
教会的圣工怎么会发展呢？
How would the holy work prosper us?
大家都要问，到底圣灵要带领我们去哪里
？We must ask the Holy Spirit's guidance.
不是靠自己说我要去哪里冲啊
？Not just act on our own desire.
所以主耶稣升天之前
，Therefore when Jesus before he descend to
告诉
the heaven,
告诉门徒
，He told the disciples,
你哪里都不要去
，You don't have to go anywhere.
留在耶路撒冷。
Just stay in Jerusalem.
等候应许的圣灵来到。
Wait, for the promised Holy Spirit.
你们才得着能力。
So then you have the strength.
才知道要怎么做。
Therefore you know what to do.
所以这个很重要。
This is really important.
然后呢，有了灵之后呢
？After you have the Spirit.
这个活物就要跟着灵了。
And the living creature will follow the Spirit.
谁是活物呢
？Who is the living creature?
今天信徒就是活物了。
All the believers are the living creatures.
至少要学习成为像活物的这个灵修的模样。
At least we must learn this form of following the Spirit.
把神的工作做好。
To perform well in the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，轮子都跟着了。
Therefore, the wheel will follow.
神的同工自然来了。
Then God's guidance will come.
像使徒时代一样。
It was like the apostle time.
我们看那个使徒行传哦。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传有一个例子非常的好。
There was an example really good.
我们看使徒行传第十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传第十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
第六节。
Verse 6.
使徒行传第十六章第六节。六节到十节。
6 to 10.
Sister Collis, 只是两请你读一下哦。到第十节。
到了每西亚的边境，他们想要住被推离去耶稣的灵，却不许。他们就越过每西亚，查到特罗亚去。第九，在夜间有异象，与保罗有一个马其顿人站着，对他说：请你。到過馬其頓來幫助我。保羅既看見這異象，我們隨即想要往馬其頓去，以為神召我們傳福音給那裡的人聽。
使徒行傳被稱為這個聖靈的行傳。
The Acts of Apostle, people say this as the Holy Spirit.
Acts of the Holy Spirit.
The Acts of the Holy Spirit.
表面上好像是使徒在傳。
And apparently, it looks like the apostles are spreading the gospel.
但是使徒呢，只是工具而已。
But they are only the tools.
工具的背后，谁在用这个工具呢
？Who is using these tools?
是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
是神的灵。
Is God's Spirit.
所以保罗他们想去亚细亚讲道，圣灵说不可以。
Therefore, when Paul want to go to Assyrian and want to preach the gospel,
保罗他们说既然圣灵不可以，我们就不要硬去了。
Then they say when the Holy Spirit does not allow them to go, then they just don't go.
然后他们要去比推尼又不行。
Then they go to another place again. The Holy Spirit stops them.
他们一定很纳闷。
And they must be wondering.
这样不行，那还不行，到底要去哪里啊
？This way and that way, we are not allowed. Then which way should we go?
但是保罗他们等候神。
But then Paul and these people wait for God.
晚上做梦的时候。
And at night.
看到马其顿人显现。
They got a vision and.Saw the Macedonian.
Macedonian, 过来帮助我们吧。
And these people asked them to help them.
哇，保罗知道了，神要我们过去。
Then Paul knows God wants them to go.
所以这个第十节跟第十节很重要，因为过了这个马其顿到那边马其顿 就是从亚洲啊传到欧洲了。
This is pretty important at verse 10 because they pass through the border towards the Europe.
啊，所以就是一个非常大的一个突破。
This is a really great approach.
哇，过去之后呢，福音要开始传开了。
Then the gospel start spreading around.
所以今天呢，这个轮子在动。
Therefore today when the wheel is moving.
其实最原始的动力的来自圣灵。
And the movement comes from the Holy Spirit.
工人今天如果不祷告。
If the holy worker does not pray.
都没有力量。
Then we are lack of strength.
没有指示。
We don't have any direction.
没有意向。
We don't have any vision.
哪里去不了。
We can do nothing.
所以今天呢，我们的祷告很重要。
Therefore today our prayer is really important.
要复兴教会。
But we have to rebuild the church.
就从复兴祷告开始。
And we have to rebuild in prayer.
大家一起同心合意祷告。
Everybody gather together to pray.
啊，灵会告诉我们要去哪里。
Then the spirit will tell us where to go.
要做什么。
And what to do.
只要圣灵同工的话。
As long as the Holy Spirit works with us.
慕道者自然来。
Then the truth seeker will come.
慕道者自然被感动。
Then these people will be moved.
啊，自然被得圣灵。
Therefore they will got the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个轮子是跟着活木跑的，你不用去到处找工啊，哪里有工，哎，跟着来的。
This will follow the living creatures. You don't have to find the wheels.
哇，所以啊，这个活物啊非常重要。
Therefore this living creature is really important.
那么好，我们再来看，看回来以西结书第一章二十四节。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 24.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
啊，我们请 Stephen 帮我们读一下。好，好。
在他们头以上的穹苍之上有声音，他们站住的时候，便将翅膀停下。
好，这里告诉我们呢、啊，活物啊，因为有轮子了嘛，哈，他们在开始行走了。
Here it says, when the living creature have the wheels, that they start moving.
那么这个行走的时候有什么声音呢
？And what kind of noise that they make?
我们刚刚讲过，活物有几个翅膀
？How many wings do this creature have?
啊，四个哈。
Four.
两个做什么？
Two for what?
啊 ，Alan， 两个做什么？两个翅膀做什么？啊，两个用来飞啊？啊，你刚刚告诉我说有老虎啊，是活物有老虎，是活物两个翅膀用来做什么啊 ？Timothy， 啊 ，Isaac 啊，Timothy 自己啊，自己也累了，Isaac， 两个翅膀 ，What do they do? The wings？ 啊。翻译一下，那个翅膀用来做什么？四个翅膀用来做什么？
What does the four wings used to do?
啊，对，两个用来遮自己的身体哦，两个用来放头上那个连接啊、哦。
Yeah, put up, two put up, the head and two cover their body.
啊，所以啊，他们走路的时候啊，这个活物行走的时候啊，那个翅膀就发出很大的声音了、啊。
Therefore, when they are moving, the wings make a lot of noise.
什么声音呢？像什么声音？
What kind of noise?
Desmond, 像什么？像什么？这个声音像什么
？Thunder.
啊 ，thunder， 是 thunder 吗 ？Many waters. 哈、啊，这个翅膀的声音呢、啊，多大？好像哇，好多水的声音哦。
The noise was like many waters.
哇，像全能者的声音啊。
It's like the Almighty.
哇，这个教训很宝贵啊。
Teaching was really important.
啊，他们在运行的时候，在工作的时候
，when they are moving and working，
有很多大水的声音呢。
There's the rushing waters.
请问大家一下，有什么东西像大水的声音、重水的声音的？圣灵怎么圣灵？为什么说圣灵声音像大水声音、重水声音？是对的，但是要解释啊。好，得圣灵，整个教会。被圣灵充满，长灵言，哇，那个声音呢、啊，就像中水的声音呢、啊，是不是
？When the church, the whole church is filled up with the Holy Spirit,、啊、it was like the rushing water.
啊，所以第一次来的都会被吓一跳啊，通常正常了，因为哇，声音好大哦，你们教会祷告。
Therefore, the first comer will be scared.
还有，当很多人祷告一起讲灵言的时候，真的是好像那个水啊，那个波浪啊，哇、哦，一波一波的，这个声音真的很威力很大的。
When a lot of people praying together,、啊、it was like the rushing waters.
好、啊，我们看这个启示录第十九章。
Let's turn to Revelation 19.
啊，启示录第十九章。
Revelation 19.
啊，我们看第一节啊。
Let's verse one.
啊，启示录第十九章第一节。
Revelation 19.
徐执事，请你读一下啊。 係啊，十九章第一節。
之后我听见好像群众在天上大声说：哈利路亚，就是赞美主耶和华的意思，求恩、救恩、荣耀、建立，都属于都属乎我们的神。
第六节。
Verse six。
我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音，说：哈利路亚。因为主我们的神，全能者作王。
啊，这里就是约翰呢，看到一个属灵的异象。
Here is John saw a vision.
在天上啊，有诸君啊，有很多的天使啊，好像群众啊，在大声讲哈利路亚这四个字。
In the heaven, there are lots of angels like the army saying Hallelujah.
啊，从第一节到第六节啊，重复了哈利路亚，重复了四次。
From verse 1 to verse 6, there is the repeat of Hallelujah 4 times.
为什么真耶稣教会强调啊？如果你还没有得圣灵的话，念哈利路亚，念哈利路亚，那就有圣经根据的。
Why do True Jesus Church emphasize on saying Hallelujah?
啊，连天使都在赞美神，讲哈利路亚。
Even the angels praise the Lord, saying Hallelujah.
哈利路亚就是要赞美主的意思。
Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
啊，所以呢，他们这样赞美主啊。
Therefore, when they praise the Lord like this,
第六节，哇，听起来就好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音。
In verse 6, it seems like the roar of rushing water and like loud peals of thunder.
哇，这个代表祷告的声音啊。
This is the sound of the prayer.
圣灵的声音啊。
This is the sound of Holy Spirit.
所以啊，这个活物在走动的时候，竟然发出那么大的大水的声音。
Therefore, when this living creature walking,it has such a loud sound.
这里告诉我们什么呢？
Here tells us about what?
要神动工。
We need God's moving.
啊，要圣灵开始一个工作。
We need the Holy Spirit to move first.
要继续的来行走。
We need to continue walking.
啊，那个活物那个翅膀啊，用来发出大水的声音，用来祷告了。
And the wings are used to pray.
啊，圣灵同工的声音呢、啊？
This is the Holy Spirit with us.
啊，如果这个翅膀用来打架了。
If the wings fight against each other.
哦，你的翅膀打我，我的翅膀打你。
And if your wings fight against mine.
这个就不是大水的声音了。
This does not become like the loud.
这个时候活物就不会动了，轮子也不会动了。
Therefore, this living creature will not be moving.
圣工就不会发展了。
Then the holy work will not prosper.
如果这个活物哇行走的时候，那个翅膀发出大水的声音呢，就是代表祷告很多，圣灵很充满。
If this living creature makes a lot of sound, and it means like the praying is going and the Holy Spirit is moving.
这个就变成全能者的声音了。
This becomes a voice of the Almighty.
也像军队轰浪的声音了。
And it's also like the tumor of the army.
哇，这个声音很厉害。
This song is really great.
我们有没有看过军队啊，千万人准备要打仗啊，在摩拳擦掌，摩那个武器啊，准备要打的时候，哇，那个声音就好像那个 engine 啊，跑车还没有发动之前，那个嗡嗡嗡在准备要发出来，能力非常大的。
When the army is preparing that preparing to fight, the voice that they make is really great, like the engine.
啊，所以今天我们也是一样。
Therefore today we are likewise.
非常的强调这个祷告复兴的运动。
We must rebuild in prayer.
我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
啊，《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter.
啊 ，four.
Acts chapter four.
啊，第四章啊，记载啊，使徒啊，他们传主耶稣的道理，反而被当时的文士啊、祭司啊，他们恐吓。
Here it records when the apostles are trying to preach the gospel, but they was rebuilt by the people.
啊，被他拿去关了。
And they were captured in the jail.
啊，打一打。
To beaten up.
啊，然后呢，就把他们放出来了。
Then they let them out again.
啊，把他们呢、啊，叫他们说不要再传福音了。
Just told them not to preach anymore.
但是呢，他们放出来之后有没有怕呢
？But then do they afraid?
二十三节。
Let's read 22.
啊，第四章二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
啊，四章二十三节，Irene sister, Irene 请你读一下哈。二十四节。 二十九节。
29。
恐吓我们啊，三十节。
三十节恐吓我们，现在求主救场，因为你叫富人大声大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治治病，并且使神迹奇事因着神圣耶稣的名行出来。
三十一节。哇，这段记载啊，告诉我们真的祷告的力量很大。
He told us that the prayer, the power of the prayer is great.
他们被释放出来，心里面一定很害怕。
After they were released, they should be afraid.
但是他们害怕，他们选择要祷告。
But then, they are afraid, but they choose to pray.
他们一定很灰心。
They might be hopeless.
他们灰心也要选择祷告。
But then they continue to pray.
他们用祷告来面对一切的困难。
They use prayer to face the threats.
啊，他们向怎么向神祷告呢？
And how do they pray?
第二十四节，他们同心合意的高声向神祷告。
And in 24, they gather together and pray to God.
啊，求神帮助他们。
Ask God to help them.
因为传福音是我们应该要做的事情。
Because preaching the gospel is the responsibility.
啊，那这个时候呢，他们怎么向神求呢？
And how do they pray?
他们没有说求神说神啊，他们逼迫我们，求你降天火把他们烧死，我们就可以不用那么辛苦啊。
They did not ask God to let the fire burn them and so that we don't have to face them anymore.
啊，没有这样讲。
They did not say so.
啊，神啊，给我们力量。
They ask God to give them strength.
第三十节说，求你叫你的仆人大放胆量讲你的道。
In 30, they ask for the strength from God.
他不是求神说啊，改变环境让我舒服一点。
They did not say, just change an environment and make me comfort.
叫神啊，给我力量胜过我的环境。
But then they say, give me strength to encounter the environment.
再来呢，求神帮助，神迹奇事显明。
Then they ask for miraculous signs and wonders.
因为有神迹奇事证明神同工啊，福音才好传啊。
Because when we have the sign, then the gospel will be preached easier.
所以自己有胆，又有神迹，福音就很好传了。
When you have when you are brave and you have the miraculous signs, it becomes easier.
结果第三十一节祷告完了，哇，这个地方啊，整个房子木做的房子都在震动啊。
And after they prayed, the place where they were met was shaken.
放胆讲论神的道。
Therefore, they are brave to speak the word of Lord.
因为大家都被圣灵充满了。
Because everybody was filled up with the Holy Spirit.
所以啊，祷告真的很重要。
Therefore, praying is really important.
我们卡加利在这真耶稣教会在这边成立已经十几年了。
Our church in Calgary was about 10 more years.
我们不要失望。
Don't be hopeless.
不要以为说啊，过了十几年了，我们还人不多，怎么办呢？
Don't feel like we are still lack of people.
主耶稣有能力。
Jesus has the power.
像这个轮子可以四方面的运转的。
It is like the wheel that can turn everywhere.
只要我们有没有配合神而已。
It just depends did we follow his direction.
感谢主，我们叫弟兄姐妹同心合一。
Thank God, brothers and sisters can gather together.
啊，感谢主，我们的青年也越来越长大了。人才也越来越多了。
And we thank God for our youth had grown up and we got more people to work.
感谢主，我们也十二月有再有一家会移民来了，我们人数也会增加了。
And we thank you, thank the Lord for bringing more people.
能感谢主，卡加利这个地方越来越多啊，移民从其他地方来的人也越来越多，传福音应该是越来越多机会的。
And we thank you, Lord, for bringing more people into this city, so we got more chance to bring others.
所以这都是我们所看到的机会。
This is the chance that we see.
那我们来怎么样来抓住这个机会呢？
But how do we grab hold of this opportunity?
如果每一个人呢，每一天在家里为教会祷告。
If everyone pray for the church at home.
礼拜六安息日，我们也强调这个祷告会。
And on Saturday, Sabbath day, we also emphasize on the prayer session.
这个翅膀啊，都要来发出大水的声音了，绳子的轮子自然越跑越快。
To let the wings sound out the voice so that the wheel can move faster.
啊，看回来以西结书第一章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 1.
第一章二十四节啊。
Verse 24. verse 24.
这里说这个翅膀的声音呢、啊，像大水的声音，全能者的声音，也像军队轰扬的声音。活物站住的时候，便将翅膀垂下。
It says the sound of the wings like the roar of rushing waters, like the voice of the Almighty, like the trumpet of an army. When they stood still, they lowered their wings.
哇，这个翅膀要再垂下的很重要。
This is important for the wings to be lowered.
这代表谦卑啊。
It represents humble.
虽然神同工
，although God's with us，
但是他们还是啊站在神的面前呢，战战兢兢把这个翅膀垂下。
But they are still stand before God and let their wings lower.
所以我们刚已经讲过了。
And we just mentioned.
神怎么同工呢
？How would God be with us？
第一就是要同心，他们的翅膀相对的。
First, we must be gathered together like the wings is stay together.
第二呢，他们的遮体，谦卑的，不表现自己的。
And second, they cover their body means humble.
再来呢，他们会翅膀发出大水的声音呢，代表他们常祷告。
Then the wings have the sounds means like they are praying.
啊，神有同工了，他们更谦卑。哇，在神面前是好像很谦卑啊。
Therefore, when God moves with them, they become more even humble.
啊，他们只能啊在神面前说把荣耀都归给神了。
They can only give all the glory to God.
结果呢，因为他们的谦卑，所以神更祝福他们，荣光就更显现了。
Therefore, God bless them because they are humble.
我们看26-28节。
And let's read 26-28.
我们看26-28节啊。Brother Patrick Chow, can you read 啊？26-28节。
Also from the appearance of his face and upward, I saw as it were the color of amber with appearance of fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his face and downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire with brightness all around. 28. Like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day,So was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
哦，这里啊，看给我们形容以西结是看到神的荣光的现象。
Here it describes the glory of the Lord.
这个很难啊，用肉体所明白的字来形容啊，只是大概自己亲眼看到啊，才有办法体会。
This is really hard in describing.
但是呢，这里是神的荣耀。
But this is the glory of the Lord.
有些人看过异象啊，或者是神说神的荣光啊，连全世界最亮的光啊都没有办法比上神的荣光。
And someone who saw the light of the Lord would say even the brightest light in the world cannot compare.
但是因为他们那个四活物很谦卑啊，所以神就更给他们同工。
But since the living creature was even humbler, therefore God stays with them.
所以为什么神要给他们看到荣光呢？
Why would God let them see the light?
从历史的角度来看，
From historical point,
啊，以色列百姓啊，他们被掳了，他们失望了，他们软弱了。
The Israelites was captured, they are hopeless.
但是神借着这个异象啊，告诉他们说，神还是看顾你们，神会给你们荣光，神会带领你们。
Through this vision, God tells them that God still stays with them and still will willing to guide them.
黑暗中也会有曙光。
Even in the darkness, there will be light.
对我们今天来说呢？对我们今天来说呢
？To us today.
我们今天所处的这个时代啊，是黑暗的时代。
It was the darkness time.
但是呢，神的荣光要透过他的真教会要显现出来。
But God's glory will show up upon through the true church.
透过他的四活物。
Through the living creature.
所以早上呢，我们就是到现在呢，我们就把第一章的这两个这几个意象啊，就来讲完了。
Therefore, we finish talking about the visions.
那我们现在来看第三个意象。
Now we are going to study the third vision.
这是枯骨复生的这个意象。
This is the dry bone that lives again.
我们请看以西结书37章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 37.
以西结书第37章。
Ezekiel chapter 37.
从第一到第14节。
From verse 1 to 14.
以西结书第37章。
Ezekiel chapter 37.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这里说神的灵降在我身上，耶和华借着他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原爆满了骸骨。第二节。
Verse 2.
当时我从骸骨的四围经过，谁知在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其孤干。第三节。
Verse 3.
他对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？我说，主耶和华，你是知道的。第四节。
Verse 4.
他要对我说，你向这些骸骨发预言，说孤干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说，我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。第六节。
Verse 6.
我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，要长皮，这必你们使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。这里是另外一个意象。
This is another vision.
好，这个意象的背景是什么呢？
And what is the background of this vision?
为什么神让以示结看到这个预言？
Why did Lord let Israel saw this vision?
啊，是有两个原因在里面。
There are two reasons behind.
在当时的历史的背景来说。
At the historical point of
background. 因为当时的以色列百姓被掳了。
The Israelites were captured.
在这个时候啊，他们的知道圣殿已经被毁了。
And they know the temple was destroyed.
他们知道说啊，大概回国无望了。
They know they are hopeless.
就算回去也没有国家，也没有圣殿。
And they don't have the country and the temple anymore.
啊，但是啊，他们就很伤心了。
Therefore they were sad.
啊，但是神要透过这个意象告诉他们。
But through this vision, God tells them.
虽然你觉得你在绝望当中。
Although you feel like you're hopeless,
但是神会给你希望。
But God gives you the hope.
从历史的层面来说。
From historical.
啊，这个骨头啊会复活。
This bone will become alive.
变成一个军队。
Becomes an army.
因为从第七节到第十节啊，就讲到骨头要起来，变成一个很大的军队啊。
From 7 to verse 10, it says the bones will become alive and becomes an army.
啊，那么这。这个有三个层面的意思啊。
There is two meanings.
啊，第一个层面的意思啊，这是从 history 方面的啊。
The first is from history.
在历史上啊，以色列啊是在公元哦，考考大家记不记得啊？他们以色列百姓啊，在南朝啊，被巴比伦毁灭是几年的事情？72是北朝被灭啊，586啊。586 BC 啊，主前586 BC 啊，他们的国家就被巴比伦毁灭了。
And in 586 BC, the country was destroyed.
那么现代的以色列呢，是几年复国的
？And when did they rebuild the temple? Rebuild the country.
1948年哈。
It's 1948.
现代的以色列国是在联合国的这个帮助之下，在1948年又回到巴勒斯坦地又立国起来了。
And with the help of
United Nations.
They rebuilt their country in 1948.
这个世界啊，从来没有任何国家可以亡国差不多2000年了，还可以不止2000年了啊，两千多年了，还可以重新建立起来，不可能的，在人家看来。
It is impossible for a country that destroyed over 2000 years can rebuild.
你知道亡国100年了，没有几代啊，完全被同化了，完全已经找不到这个纯种的民族了。
Even a country was destroyed for 100 years, that is impossible to find the pure.
你的地已经变成占去了，怎么可能拿回来
？And your land was taken by others, that is impossible.
但是再神凡事都能。
But from God.It is possible.
好像死去的骨头干掉了，竟然可以起来变成军队。
It was like the dry bones that can become alive.
但是第二个层面
，from the second point of view，
属灵的层面呢
？The spiritual point of view。
这个骨头啊，这些死人啊，并不是物质的人啊。
This is dead people. These dead people are not humans.
啊，是指的人的灵性已经死掉了。
We reflect that.The spirit of this person died.
有人犯罪之后已经变成一个死人了。
After a man sinned, he died.
啊，神跟亚当说。
God said to Adam.
如果你吃这个分别善恶树上的果子。
if you ate the fruit from the knowledge tree, the
good or evil,
good and evil tree,
马上死。
You die.
他肉体没有马上死啊。
But his flesh did not die.
还活了八九百年呢。
He is still alive for 800.
就是他灵性死掉了。
But his spirit.
所以啊，这就是死的骨头啊。
Therefore, this died.
但是我透过信主耶稣基督。
But through believing the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的灵性恢复哦。
Our spiritual can rebuild.
啊，再来呢，这个预言呢，也可以说预言我们将来每一个人也要复活。
And it also reflects that in the future, every one of us will be born again.
好，啊，be resurrected.
We resurrected.
好，我们请看约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
啊，约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
啊，二十五节哈。
Verse 25.
Yuan Fu Yin Di Wu Zhang Er Shi Wu Jie. Desmond, can you read?
The one said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will show us often.
Yuan Fu Yin Di Wu Zhang, 不是第四章。太多红豆沙了啊。来，第五章二十五节。好，这里主耶稣讲时候到了。
Yes, Jesus says when the time has come.
现在就是。
And now it is.
死人就听到神儿子的声音，听了就要复活了。
And the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and will live.
这个是讲什么复活？
What is this life here?
什么 resurrection?
What is this resurrection here?
是什么复活？灵性的复活，那么现在啊，现在听耶稣的话就要复活了，这是会改变了，会信主了。
The spiritual resurrection.
好了，第二种复活呢，第二十九节哦。
And let's turn to 29.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
Violet, can you read 啊？啊，这个这是什么复活？就是以后肉体要复活，灵魂复活，被神审判。
This is the future resurrection.
啊，行善的就复活得生。
The those who done good will rise to live.
啊，作恶的就复活顶罪。
And those who have done evil will rise to condemn.
啊，所以这种两种的复活啊。
There are two types of resurrection.
所以我们都要两种复活都要有。
And we must have both.
好了，那么我们来看这一段里面给我们什么的一些教训呢？
And let's look at this passage and see what kind of learning that we get.
怎么样可以复活呢？怎么可以复生呢？
And how can we be resurrected?
啊，第一点呢，就是神知道。
The first point is only God knows.
我们看以西结就第37章第三节啊。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel 37 verse 3.
那第三节，他对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨能够复活吗？我说，主耶和华，你是知道的。
He asked me, son of man, can this bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know.
啊，很奇妙，是神啊，先问以西结，你觉得会不会复活呢？
God asked Ezekiel, Do you think this bones can live?
神当然有答案。
God already knows the answer.
但神要我们自己思考。
But he want us to think.
到底可不可以复活？
Can this bones alive?
啊，先知啊也很谦卑。
And this prophet was really humble.
先知说，哎呀，神啊，你自己知道了，
he、
我
said,
不知道了。
Oh God, you alone know, I don't know.
有很多事情啊，真的是我们不知道了。
A lot of things only God knows we do.
但是有一些时候啊，我们自己以为我们知道。
But sometimes we thought we know.
啊，有一个信徒啊。
There was a believer.
啊，他有一个同事。
He's a colleague.
啊，他一个同事，他看这个同事这个样子，看他这个样子，大概不会信耶稣了。
He thought, he will not believe in Jesus.
啊，所以想说，就不用传了，不用浪费时间。
Therefore, he doesn't want to waste any time.
后来就没有再跟这个人相处了。
Then he did not accompany with this person again.
后来呢，这个人呢？就碰到我们正义说教会另外一位信徒。
Then later on, this colleague meet one of our members.
哎，结果那位信徒啊，就向他传福音。
And that member preached gospel to him.
他就有相信。
And he start believing.
来到教会。
Came to the church.
看到以前那位同事，就是我们第一位的那个信徒。
And saw saw his own calling, which is And he talked about, oh, we work together, and how come you never preach to me?
他说, 不好意思,
he said, I thought you would never believe.
有时候我们呢,
sometimes we thought we know more than God.
所以先知很谦卑啊。
But here, the prophet is humble.
先知没有说那么干了还可以活吗？没用了，掉掉算了。
He did not say, oh, it was so dry, it can never become alive.
神知道，我不知道。
He only said, oh, God knows, I don't know.
先知了解自己不行，神可以啊。
The prophet knows that I do not have the strength, but God does.
马太福音第19章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19.
26节。
Verse 26.
这句经节很重要，把它画起来。
This is really important.
马太福音第19章26节。
Matthew 19.
耶稣看着他们说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
我要记住这一句话，自己不可以。
Remember this when we are not able.
自己不知道。
We do not know.
但神知道。
But God knows.
所以今天我们可能看着说，哎呀，这个牧道者传了那么多，做的没有用了，可能以后神会他会信呢。
Therefore, today we might say, oh, this believer, we preach so many times that he do not know, but we do not know about the future.
跟我们的儿女啊，讲过那么多次了，哇，讲到我们失望了，绝望了。
And we talk to our children, oh, we are hopeless, we don't want to say anymore.
我的先生，我的太太讲那么多次了，都不信了。
And my spouse,
好像那个死人骨头一样了。
It was like the dry bones.
不要放弃。
Do not give up.
只要神愿意的话，他都可以成为巨大的军队。
Only God willing, then they can become the great army.
第二点，怎么复活呢？
Then the second point, how do they resurrect?
这个先知啊, 要先听神的话语啊。
This prophet needs to listen to God's word.
以西结就37章。
Ezekiel 37.
这里第四节啊, 这里说, 他的神啊, 他要对我说, 你向这些骸骨发预言说, 骸骨啊, 要听耶和华的话。 这个刚刚我们都读过了。先知，神跟先知讲说，你要跟骸骨发预言，发什么预言呢？
And the Lord told the prophet to prophesy to these bones. What kind of prophecy is this?
要先听神讲话，才有办法讲出来啊。Hear
the word of the Lord.
神跟你讲话，你才有话讲，可以讲出去。
You must hear the words from God so that you have the words to say out.
所以圣工人员最重要是什么？
Therefore, for the holy workers, what is the most important thing?
圣工人员最重要的就是从神哪里有领受了神的话语、神的能力。
The most important thing is for the holy worker to receive the words of God.
神的意象。
To receive the vision of God.
圣工跟社会的工不一样。
The holy work is different from the society.
社会的工有智慧都可以做得出来了。
In our society, we have the wisdom, then we can work.
有能力就可以做得出来了。
And we have the strength, then we can work.
但是圣工不一样。
But holy work does not work the same.
我们讲过了，技巧、知识都是次要的 ，secondary 了。
The wisdom and the tactics are the secondary.
最重要是灵有没有同工。
The most important is the Holy Spirit.
作为一个圣工人员，最怕是什么呢？
What is the most tragic things for a holy worker?
我们请看撒母耳记上。
Let's read 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上。
1 Samuel.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章第一节。
Verse 1.
撒母耳记上第三章第一节。
1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1.
童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华，当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。第二节。
Verse 2.
一日以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明啊。 这里告诉我们什么？
Here it tells us about what?
这个是神的工人啊，最悲哀的事情。
This is the most sad things about a holy worker.
以利是大祭司。
Eli was the great priest.
以利站在百姓跟神中间。
Eli stands between God and the people.
以利本来要把神的话语传给百姓。
Eli should be preaching the words of God to these people.
结果没话好传啊。
But then he does not have any words to say.
神没有东西给他，他就没有东西了。
When the Lord does not give him anything, he has nothing.
神的言语细小，不常有默示。
And the word of the Lord was rare, and there were not many visions.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
我们作为圣工人员。
We work as the holy workers.
无论是传道、长职或是负责人。
It doesn't matter whether we are the preachers or the elders or the board members.
或者是宗教教育的教员。
Or just the religious teachers.
甚至是做父母的。
Or even just the parents.
每一个人都是圣工人员。
Everybody is the holy workers.
我们要记住。
We must remember.
神不给我，我都没有东西给别人了。
If God does not give me anything, I have nothing to give to others.
所以先知要先听神的话语。
Therefore, the prophet has to listen to God first.
自己要先读神的话语。
He has to read God's word first.
才可以替神发预言呢。
So then he can prophesy for God.
所以啊，我这里写下哈，圣工人员呢，首先要学会听啊，才会学要说讲。
Therefore, I wrote here for the holy worker, you have learned how to listen, then learn how to say.
小孩子学讲话之前呢，都要学听的。
Before a child learns how to speak, he must learn how to listen.
啊，一个孩子啊，如果耳朵有问题啊，他不可能发音正确的。
A child when his ear has a problem in that he cannot speak well.
啊。耳朵跟听跟讲啊，也是连在一起的。
Listen and speak connects.
什么叫学会听呢
？What does it mean to be listen?
学会听就听清楚。
To listen clearly.
啊，不一定是眼睛张很大就听得很清楚。
It doesn't mean that when your eyes open up,、啊、you listen so clear.
啊，有些时候我们去讲集会啊，去神训班啊，有些眼睛张很大，就问他一下，看他讲什么，就听不知道。
Sometimes when we go up, go on seminars,、啊、even we open our eyes,、啊、we don't listen well.
啊，在神训班里面有一个青年，哦，他就以为打瞌睡，问他说，他就以为他把他叫起来，让他啊醒过来，结果他又问一问题，哎，刚刚讲什么？哎，马上回答，哇，睡觉都可以听很清楚。
When some of the students they are able to do that.
啊，所以听清楚不一定眼睛大啊、哦，有些眼睛大是这个撑大而已啊，是睡觉。
When you open the eyes, doesn't mean that you listen well.
啊，听要听清楚。
When you listen, you have to listen clearly.
啊，听清楚要抄笔记啊。
To listen and to wrote.
因为神造我们每一个人都有一个所谓的 short-term memory。
Because we all have the short-term memories.
啊 ，short-term memory 啊，记一记啊，听一听，在我上个星期告诉你一个电话号码，你记一记啊，回家就不记得了，除非你写下来。
It was just like I tell you a telephone number, you remember for a short time.
啊，所以抄下来呢，哇，就会以后就会看这个笔记啊，以后就会很清楚，就会得到造就了。
Therefore, you have to jot down the notes so that in the future you can look it back.
我相信呢，以西结啊。99% 一定有抄笔记，不然的话那么多章那么多意象，那、怎么记得起来
？I believe Israel he must do his own notes there、
啊。有一次讲到后面那些意象都很复杂啊，那个多长啊，多宽啊，多高啊。
And especially for the visions at the back of his book, it was so detailed、
啊。抄完之后啊
，After you drop down the notes，、
这个记忆力就特别强。
Then you will remember it better。
一年之后都会记得。
After a year, you can still remember.
不然的话，现在问你早上第一天第一堂讲什么，第一个经节讲什么，叫谁知道
？Can anyone remember what is the first verse we taught this morning?
早上第一个经节是什么？我自己都不知道了。第一章第一节哈，所以我们试试看啊，慢慢培养抄笔记的习惯。
Therefore, we should build up this behavior.
啊，可能你们说，哎，我已经印好出来了，不用抄了。
Or you may say, oh, you already have the notes here from us.
其实不是的啊，抄笔记啊，就把你的感想也可以抄进去，也不一定是我讲的，你自己的感想也可以加进去。
Also add your reflection on it.
啊，所以呢，五点钟就到了，我们现在休息一下，我们准备等一下祷告会吧。
Let's take a rest.
好，我重新报道。
Please pray.
阿门。